I'm Cokie Roberts, and you're listening to NPR American Chronicles. History makers often leave their mark when the world is not looking, and some of the most interesting characters in American history are the persons, and so far they have been women, who are married to the presidents of the United States, America's first ladies. It's not a job for the faint of heart. First ladies, by the very nature of their proximity to the president, attract a good deal of scrutiny. They can get into hot water for doing too much or too little, for stepping out on difficult issues, or lobbying for change in an entrenched system. It's a rare treat to bring you stories of our first ladies that go beyond the public persona and the adoring gaze. From Martha Washington to Mary Lincoln to Michelle Obama, these stories take a close look at the personalities and the passions of the women who have left their mark on our nation. All of my childhood, I heard the stories of my ancestor, William Claiborne, who in 1790 went to work for Congress, where he met the men we think of as the Founding Fathers. It was a story I loved to hear. The more I researched Claiborne, the more I wondered what the women in his life were doing while he embarked on his many adventures. In fact, it made me wonder about all the women who were founding the nation alongside these men. And that's one of my reasons for writing Founding Mothers, The Women Who Raised Our Nation. I talked about my book with NPR's Renee Montaigne.
The women profiled in Founding Mothers are mostly elite, by definition, since they had influence on the politically powerful Founding Fathers. Their writings have survived through the years because these women were mostly educated. Beyond that, what they had in common, Cokie writes, is that these women were tough and they rose to the occasion.
You know, we forget the Revolutionary War went on for 800